Good morning. Joining us, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times. He joins us each Tuesday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Your top story in the paper today, above the fold, UAlbany students plead not guilty. Give us the update.
Yeah, a month after the allegations of a racial assault aboard a CDTA bus, the three women who are accused of lying about it and actually attacking fellow passengers, they showed up in court and pleaded not guilty during an arraignment. Ariel Aguido and Asha Burwell, both of Suffolk County, and Alexis Briggs of Chemung County had no comment as they moved through a throng of reporters on Monday into the courtroom. The three women who are black had claimed that they were attacked by a group of between 12 and 20 people aboard the bus, including white men, and they said that some hurled racial slurs at them and others stood by and did nothing. Court documents, however, paint the three women as the aggressors in a frantic scene aboard the bus on January 30th. The three 20-year-olds were charged with misdemeanor assault, punishable up to 1 year in jail. Burwell and Aguido were also charged with misdemeanor falsely reporting of an incident, and that's based on 9/11 calls they made to police immediately after the confrontation. The University of Albany Police Department criminal complaint called the statements by the three women false and baseless and grossly different from the incident which actually occurred. The judge, Rachel Krester, expressed a desire for a quick resolution, and she called the incident an open wound in the community and set March 29th for a conference date for the case of the three women.
Now to school funding, an issue that always has some controversy surrounding it.
Yeah, this is an update on a case brought by eight small city school districts, which are again calling on New York to comply with a school funding formula enacted back in 2007 under then-Governor Eliot Spitzer. Now Governor Andrew Cuomo is saying the amount his predecessor pledged under that formula was outrageously high. At a news conference at the Capitol Monday, one of the attorneys representing these school districts said the state should not require judicial intervention to correct what it admits are tragic and unacceptable conditions in some school districts. The districts, which include Poughkeepsie, Kingston, and Newburgh, want the state to fully fund what is known as foundation aid. The legislature adopted this aid back in 2006 after a court ruling brought by a group called Campaign for Fiscal Equity. Now, at the time, Governor Spitzer pledged $7 billion to the effort over 4 years, but the state had to back off to close a big deficit in the budget. And now a judge will decide in this case, perhaps in the next few months.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning.